As an important stakeholder, China will participate in Arctic affairs in accordance with the basic principles of respect, cooperation, win-win results, and sustainability, Vice Foreign Minister Kuo Shuangyu said on Friday, with an ultimate goal of promoting sustainable development of the Arctic. China's participation will bring opportunities to the region, not damage, he said. Kuo made the comments in a news conference organized by the State Council Information Office as China published its first ever white paper on Arctic policy. Some people doubt China's participation in Arctic affairs and worry we will plunder resources and damage the environment. I think that concern is completely unnecessary, he said. Arctic states have a complete law system, which has set a high threshold and standards on environmental protection, labor and commercial activities in Arctic development, Kuo said. We believe we will conduct activities in accordance with relevant standards and laws and contribute to the social and economic development in the Arctic and people's welfare, he said. China prioritizes scientific research, underscores the importance of environmental protection, rational utilization, law-based governance, and international cooperation, and commits itself to maintaining a peaceful, secure, and stable Arctic order, according to the white paper titled China's Arctic Policy.